I had some other things that were on my mind, things that have are in the news, but this is just something I cannot escape. Railroad Retirement Board et al., so that's and others and all, Alia, petitioners versus Alton Railroad Company. Alton, is that like in Illinois or something like that? That's where the giant guy was from. Provision for free medical attendance and nursing for clothing. What the subject of this is, whether or not really Congress has the authority to get involved and to make a sweeping national welfare scheme, whether they have the authority to do so. Here it says, provision for free medical attendance and nursing for clothing or food, for housing, for the education of children, for 100 other matters might with equal propriety be proposed as tending to relieve the employee of mental strain and worry. So this was a, it's talking about Social Security. Can it fairly be said that the power of Congress to regulate interstate commerce extends to the prescription of any or all of these things? Here's a question, rhetorical question. Is it not apparent that they are really and essentially related solely to the social welfare of the worker and therefore remote from any regulation of commerce as such? You see, folks, just because somebody is a worker, there's no definition here, but they were termed in the health care bill as a worker, we think the answer is plain. They're implying the answer is no. These matters obviously lie outside the orbit of congressional power. Let's see what things, under the excuse of the sky is falling, does the Supreme Court consider outside of congressional power? This is when this first came up in 1935. This is just post when the institution of the SS in America was instituted. It's about a provision for free medical attendance and nursing, for clothing, for food. Look at all these things that conceivably everybody needs, right? So it's the job of government to do medical attendance, nursing, clothing, food, housing, education of children, and 100 other matters might with equal propriety be proposed as tending to relieve the employee of mental strain and worry. See, these are special needs that need to be taken care of. Our workers don't have, there's not a perfect world with regard to medical insurance. It's not a perfect world. Well, it's a political question whether or not it being an imperfect medical insurance world. That's a political question. Whether the government should do something about the imperfect world is a political question. Whether they can do anything about it or not, whether they can consider doing anything about it, that's a question of law. That's a question of authority. It's a question of whether or not they can even entertain the discussion. The U.S. Supreme Court said in Railroad Retirement Board et al. Petitioners versus Alton Railroad, said these matters obviously lie outside the orbit of congressional power. And then the commentary here said, to solve this problem, Roosevelt entered into Social Security treaties with foreign countries. And that's true. I've actually read the treaty between the United Kingdom and the United States. And what it is somebody from the UK can come to America and get right on in on the Social Security Welfare Benefit Program. It's treaty inspired. Now watch this. The U.S. Supreme Court said that these matters obviously outside the orbit of congressional power constitutionally. But how can they then institute a treaty that is outside the congressional authority to do? How can the Senate ratify something that the Congress has no authority to do? How can they do that? Aren't they part of Congress, the Senate? How can they partner with somebody to do something that is lawless on the basis of law of our own land? I say they can't. I say it's lawless. And I'm just basing this on my own, as I investigate this before your very ears, I'm coming to these conclusions because I don't think you can come to any other conclusion. And you say, okay, David, so what? What do we do? You had better get on board and figure out what it is that you're going to have to protect. There is a few proposals before the next session of the Florida legislature. I know there's one, there's this resolution, which I don't know how much authority structure or kind of power or teeth that's going to have. But it's an idea of protecting law of Florida from federal interference with regard to health care. That might be something to visit. That may be a political question or a question of law that you might want to visit. There's some pretty interesting things that are being proposed for the next legislative session. But again, most people, even under the sound of this broadcast, don't even know who it is that's is the person that they're supposed to communicate information with regarding these things, who's going to represent that interest in the legislature, the next legislative session in Tallahassee. Got to wake up, folks. Got to wake up. It's on our watch. We're going to be held accountable. And that's why we're here at the Liberty Works Radio Network. We're not just going to talk about the sensationally weird things that happen to me in the news. There's all kinds of creepy things we could talk about as mid-flight entertainment. You got the creepy guy in outside of Sacramento who stole that girl 18 years ago and has kept her captive and has had two children by her with his wife's partnership. His wife of his age partnered with him as they stole this little adolescent and abused her and had children by her. And it turns out now may have killed other people of about the same age. They're finding some evidence of human bones under the ground in that place. So we could be talking about that all day, but that's in-flight entertainment. We've got, so that we don't have egg on our face, get a handle on the yolk and level this thing off so we don't flame out. So there's a perspective. The U.S. Supreme Court basically has talked about that the Social Security is really, all the things that it's doing is outside the authority structure given in the U.S. Constitution. It's not necessarily something that they can, you can stop them from doing, but there's certain powers that they don't have to impose upon you unless you fill out the form and join the club. And that's the tricky part. And most people, like I got a situation where my son was doing some work. I was doing some work. We're kind of doing work together. And the people that were going to pay him or me or whoever it was going to be, we didn't really care. We just had work to be done. And if they wanted to pay us, that was their prerogative. That's great stuff. It'd be appreciative. It would help us pay tuition for our school stuff and things like that. But what happened is they had a mechanism to pay us, and that mechanism didn't fall out. So they said, well, we're going to have David's son be an employee. We'll pay him as an employee. Well, he hasn't filled out the dumb form. I told my man, don't fill it out. It's not worth the money. It's not worth the money to fill out the form. Let them keep the $700 or whatever it is. Just let them keep it rather than to sell your soul saying, well, if you'll just be our employee and fill in this form. Once you fill in the form, by the way, in 26 CFR 6011, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there's a little provision that your employer can go out and file a SS5 form with your name on it and sign it with their name and put employer. And some goofy person up in the Social Security Administration will attach a record number to your name against your will. So there's weird things going on. And a lot of it has to do with what you voluntarily partner with. And that's a really high lofty argument or a high lofty subject that really, it kind of messes with people's head and you think you're some kind of conspiracy theorist. No, it's in truth. It's the way things really work. And again, I've posed these things to lawyers, and everyone that has been an exceptional, the ones that I pose it to, I don't mess with lawyers unless they're really on top of things. They get it. A government lawyers would argue with this, but there's lawyers who are out there who are really studying this stuff, and law professors will actually say, no, you're right, but most people don't understand what you just said. Okay. It's just, you know, we don't teach people those lofty things. We just get them to get by and do the tasks of law. Because most people don't get that stuff. It just confuses them. But what's the point? The point is, you're going to see stuff in the news. You're going to see what the government's doing. The question is to say, stop. Where are they getting this authority? So that you can couch your perspective on this on the basis of, again, if it's a government issue, if it's what the federal government's doing, what you do is you go to the U.S. Constitution. And you look up the U.S. Constitution and see whether they have the authority to do it. If it's something that Florida's doing, you go to the Florida Constitution and see if it's something that they have the authority to do. When you see a bill going forth in Florida that says we'd like to change your Bill of Rights because the sky is falling in this certain area, go, wait a minute. boy, lately I've just found that these guys are generally liars. And, you know, I mean, really, they're using truthful words to convey a lie. That's a lot of things we're seeing these days. So you might want to just put on the brakes and say, whoa, wait a minute. Let me see the basis. What's the background of this? That reminds me of something I thought about today. I was thinking, you know, I would think, who's the biggest liar on the planet? There was somebody just a few years ago, the president of the United States, who would tell people straight out lies in court. I did not have whatever with that woman. All right? They'll say things right to your face that are just squarely lies and had the audacity to do that.
And say, the way I understand that question,
and if you say, I understand the question a certain way, I'm going to answer it this way, so I'm going to lie to you. But then later when you charge me with perjury, your defense is, oh, on the basis of how I understood the question at the time, okay, it was truthful. Or what the definition of that word was, what the definition of those kind of relations was, what the, you know, based on that definition, the answer is no. That's just, it's just being wicked. Now, today, I'm seeing you truthful words coming that are communicating falsehoods. Now, the bad thing is there's stuff that the government is doing is outside their constitutional authority to do. And then compounding that, they use truthful words saying nowhere in this bill does it provide for or say that it's going to fund the following thing. Well, that's a truthful word. The problem is you're trying to convey a falsehood. The falsehood you're trying to convey as if, well, it's not going to be provided for throughout the entire program. Because the truth is, the truthful word is, it doesn't provide for in utero infanticide. It doesn't provide for physician-assisted suicide. It doesn't provide for cardiac care. It doesn't provide for dermatology. It doesn't provide for ear, nose, and throat. It doesn't provide for a whole bunch of things. It provides for generally accepted physician services. By whose definition is generally accepted? Is it generally accepted in Oregon to have physician services of assisting suicide? Yes. It doesn't say it provides for physician-assisted suicides, just like it doesn't provide for cardiac care. So the words are truthful, conveying a falsehood. Oh, my goodness. I remember there was a time that somebody said, did God say you if you touch it? Oh, no. Did God say that if you eat, you'll truly die? You know, questioning the authority. Oh, by the way, he asked the person who heard it secondhand. Person who heard it firsthand knew the rules, but the challenge was that somebody had heard the rules secondhand and make them question about the rule that they never heard the firsthand information of. Well, that's pretty bad deception. We've got it in the Bible recorded, but how about this? How about the recent stuff of using truthful words to communicate falsehoods? That's wicked. That's not, and the bad thing is, you know, we won't even have this problem if we could just get the government to stay within the boundaries of their structure. And you know what? We wouldn't have the discussion. It would not be a distracting in-flight entertainment. And it's possible that our plane would not be in a nosedive. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. We're available to come speak to your group on a myriad of topics, not necessarily the ones you hear on this Faith and Freedom Show for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Number here is 888-850-1872. We've got another segment coming up here just in a few minutes. And tune in and support those. Well, I don't know. I don't know who the sponsors are, so I don't know whether to tell you to support them or not. I may or may not agree or disagree with any of the views of the sponsors of this radio show. We shall return.